This is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week's Does This Happen to You moment is brought to you by Sound of Laughter, a blog on WordPress. And in a follow-up to last week's podcast, here is More Tales from Vegas. After a few drinks with my friend, we plan to meet for breakfast, and we head back to our respective hotels. We were doing this on the cheap. Although his hotel was more respectable than mine, the quality of his room made up for it. Mine had no inkling of respectability, and it didn't seem to apologize for it. When I had checked into my room earlier, I noticed the clientele seemed to be a little more grittier than the last time I was in Vegas. That was a different hotel, and evidently had higher standards. This hotel claimed it was owned by Bugsy back in the day. I thought, well, it had something going for it, back in the day. How do I know it's the same Bugsy that started this whole thing? How did they know it was the same Bugsy? I walk to my hotel, enter the room, and get ready for bed. I noticed the marbled tile in the bathroom contained a pattern of brownish-red swirls, perfect for hiding bloodstains across the ages. Convenient for covering up the past transgressions of a guy named Bugsy, I thought. I take one last glimpse of Vegas from my room before hitting the sack. Gazing out of my window, I noticed a check cashing business across the street. It was not immediately recognizable as such. It took me a few moments to make out the business sign. It had been installed upside down. I wonder what the story behind that is, I thought. I go to bed excited for tomorrow. Dawn does not come until all of my thoughts have escaped my brain and have been reinterpreted into dreams. I awake outside my window, and interestingly enough, I am able to read the check cashing sign with no difficulty. I am clueless, however, as to what the signs on the surrounding businesses spell out. The need for me to grab my glasses before they fall off my face is a big clue as to my predicament. Two men of New York persuasion wearing fedoras are holding on to my ankles as I dangle outside my hotel room. They are either performing an experiment with gravity or they need something from me. I am concluding the latter. They don't seem to be the scientist type. Bugsy? We know you got the dough. Your joint seems to be quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Prosperous, I offer. Definitely not scientist. Yeah, that's it, prosperous. Dough? What dough? I manage to croak out as the blood rushes to my head. Don't kid us. The dough you borrowed from Mr. Lansky. He is starting to believe that perhaps you're not paying your entire tribute towards your debt. Mr. Lansky? Tribute? What in the name of J. Edgar Hoover were they talking about? Listen, gentlemen, I have no idea what you are talking about. Are you sure you have the right guy? Is you Bugsy and do you own a casino? Well, yeah, but the whole Bugsy thing is fairly new. I thought it would be a swell nickname. You know something the dames would like? Cute story, but Mr. Lansky wants his money. You seem to share two important qualities. Yeah, that's it. With a man who owes it to him. Your name is Bugsy and you own a casino. That's good enough for us. Yeah, I can see where you're going with this. How much does this Bugsy character owe? I ask with a hope it is not too much cash to scrounge up in a minute's notice. A cool 20 grand that would get you on the right side of Mr. Lansky for a while. 20 grand, what a coincidence, I thought. I had a check for just that amount that was destined for the bank. It covered the receipts for the week. I don't suppose you would take a check for that amount, would you? The fit of laughter the two mooks had just about caused them to drop me. I made a mental note not to bring it up again. With the blood pooling in my head, it was really tough to see, let alone concentrate, but I managed to remember the check-cashing joint across the street, the one with the sign easy to read by persons in my particular predicament. Convenient, I thought. I convince the mooks I have the dough, but need to cash a check across the street. The location gives them a warm and fuzzy, however fuzzy a mook can get, that I won't be able to get away with anything. At the check-cashing joint, I give the dough to the mooks. One of them smacks me on the back, smiles, and apologizes for interrupting my sleep. They both exit to the street and leave me at the counter to collect my wits and allow my blood to resume its normal route. "I gather those gentlemen just collected on debt you owe?" asked the proprietor. "Yes," I say. I guess the color of my blood-filled face gave me away. "Yeah, that, and I have seen a lot of that kind of thing run in this place." "Yes, well, I owe my life to your flawed sign-hanging skills." "Flawed? I did that on purpose. That sign can be read by many a man in the same situation you found yourself in. It has directed a lot of business my way. I am glad I could help, but I can't say that I will miss it." "Miss it?" "Yes, I am retiring." I woke up in a cold sweat of fear of mooks from New York. It took me a few moments to calm down and realize it was just a dream. Before meeting my friend for breakfast, my curiosity caused a detour in my route, and I stopped by the check-cashing business. An old man at the counter greeted me and introduced himself as Lawrence. "But you can call me Larry." I asked him about a guy named Bugsy that used to own the casino across the street. "Well, I have heard things," he replied with a twinkle in his eye. "I heard that he almost met a tragic ending due to a nickname mix-up. He gave up the business and the nickname." "You don't say," I replied. "What was the man's real name?" "I believe it was Lawrence," he replied. I smiled. "You don't say." If you enjoyed this story, let me know. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, we'll talk to you then.